Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals, or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. It is that time again, time for Jeffrey to make you money. Every single year, I put 10 crisp $100 bills in his hand, and Jeffrey goes out and invests. And this has been a particularly fruitful year, with no exceptions that I'm going to talk about. And so, Jeffrey, what is my thousand?
What are you referencing, Jeff?
What are my thousand? Don't even let me get. I'm not even getting near it. What last week? What is my money up to?
Jeff, your money is up to $1,775.
That's a beautiful thing. And this card, I had this on my desk before the show began.
Yeah, and I just added another.
Oh. That's how good the week is. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a particularly fruitful, bountiful week. Let's get to it.
All right, Jeff, we're starting with a couple of where's my bitch offenses. We've got Cal. We got North Carolina. Is North Carolina playing a football game?
Evidently, sort of.
Then we will be fading North Carolina. Yes. Are we scared that Justin Wilcox is terrible as a favorite? Of course we are. We love Justin Wilcox as an underdog. With that being said, North Carolina is playing football. We got to do something, so we got to bet against them. We'll lay the 8.5 with Cal.
What line would persuade you not to touch this one? This is 8.5. What would you like, 23? You wouldn't do 23.
I would start to think about it with 17.
It's just incredible how bad they are.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next.
Jeff, is Boston College playing football?
Yep.
They are playing UConn tomorrow, 11 a.m. Give me UConn plus two.
UConn plus two over the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
These two teams fail to cover at a rate of 10 points per game. Jeff, let's go to Durham.
Let's Duke.
Let's Dukies. Go to Duke, Duke, Durham.
Duke. Yeah.
Georgia Tech is a ranked opponent. They are playing an unranked opponent, yeah. And they are the underdog.
Yeah, I'd go ahead and take those points then, man. That's a gift.
Last week, all three unranked favorites won and covered against their ranked opponent, and now five of the last six have done so this year, the lone loss being Louisville, who lost to UVA in overtime. Give me the Dukies. I'll lay the 1.5.
Duke minus 2.5 over Georgia Tech. All right, next.
Jeff, I love history.
I do. You do. You're a history guy.
For the first time since we've been keeping track of lines, mm-hmm. Vanderbilt is a favorite in a ranked game.
I heard you say this yesterday. First time.
Never, ever happened.
Ever. That ever. Ever, ever. Their favorite playing a ranked opponent.
They're not going to give you a plus sign with LSU just because they're generous. Give me the Doors. I'll lay the 2.5.
Vandy minus 2.5 over LSU. Next.
Jeff, just a principal revenge play. Tulane last year lost the American title game up in West Point because they were cold. This year, they'll be hosting Army this weekend. Army stinks. I'll lay the 9.5.
What happened to Army?
They don't have a quarterback. That has been a big problem. But just defensively, they have no athletes.
Okay. Next.
Jeff, Brent Venables kind of low-key stinks.
And you've been saying that he still could be on some sort of a warm seat.
He is 1-7 in his last games against Power 4 teams, played in October or later. Give me South Carolina. I'll take 6 points at home.
How the worm has turned.
Mm-hmm.
There were glorious days in Oklahoma not long ago. Next, the new $11 million coach. Is that where we're going next?
The new $11 million coach. Jeff's 27 points is just way too many in a Big Ten game. Give me Jonathan Smith. I'll take Michigan State plus 27.
Michigan State plus 27 over the new $11 million coach. Next.
Jeff, let's go to Athens, Georgia, where the Bulldogs will be hosting the Rebels. I don't really trust either offense. Georgia's offense, not particularly explosive. I don't really have the Trinidad Chambliss cult gene that a lot of people seem to have.
It's virulent.
He misses a lot of throws. I think it's an awesome story. I'm excited about it.
You like the story better than the arm.
Correct. I'm going to just go under 56.5. I don't think either team's really going to score that much.
Georgia minus 7.5?
Georgia minus 7.5.
Okay, if you had to bet it.
I don't know. I go back and forth. I almost think Ole Miss either wins the game or gets blown out. So I was thinking about either like Ole Miss money line or laying it with Georgia. Chris Felica had
give me the argument why Georgia wins this game.
Georgia wins because they have better players pretty much everywhere. Ole Miss is on the road. Ole Miss under Lane Kiffin as a road underdog. I think they're 2-5 against the spread. And more importantly,
that's pretty impressive. It's a pretty impressive case. Give me the case why Ole Miss wins.
Why Ole Miss wins is Georgia really that good?
That's a question.
Are they? What leads us to believe that Georgia is really, really good? What leads us to believe that they are worth basically being a touchdown plus favorite? To me, it's as simple as Georgia does not rush the passer particularly well. Ole Miss has a running quarterback. Running quarterbacks have given Georgia fits this year. And Auburn had him on the ropes last week. Trinidad Chambliss is better than Jackson Arnold. And Ole Miss has better, like, Ole Miss probably collectively is a better team. So there's nothing really separating these teams, and it could come down to like one play.
All right, but they were doing the under. Next.
Jeff, let's go to Fayetteville. This is just the, I know you were spunky against Tennessee. I don't really care. Texas A&M is going to smush you. I will lay 7 points with the Aggies.
Who's the next Arkansas coach?
I'm going to say Rhett Lashley.
I heard you talking about this yesterday.
I don't think he can say no if they offer it to
him.
Because
his current job is not what you... Not what it seemed to be.
I think everyone has done this whole move. Well, look, he could have better access to the playoff at SMU. He had better access last year. We don't really know if that's going to be the way it's going to move forward.
All right, next. That's Texas A&M minus 7 over Arkansas.
Jeff, this is just the classic. Is Texas Tech playing? They can't get the line right. They're playing Arizona State. Arizona State's actually not that good this year. I'll lay 7.
Texas Tech minus 7 over Arizona State. Next.
Jeff, let's go to a bounce back game. We got North Texas hosting UTSA. I know Jeff Traylor is like on the front of Texas Coaches Monthly. He's not actually that good of a football coach. Give me North Texas. I'll lay the 4.
North Texas bounce back minus 4 over UTSA. Next.
Jeff, is South Florida playing?
South Florida is playing.
They're playing FAU, the top of the league, way better than the bottom of the league. I only got to lay 21. I'll do it.
Next.
I don't love this, but I'm just going to trust my gut. Alabama has played 3 straight really tough games, and I've just kind of talked myself into Tennessee's going to weirdly. It feels like these are 2 teams going in opposite directions. Everybody's high, super, super high on Alabama, and everyone thinks Tennessee's trending down. I just think it's going to be a close football game. Give me 8 points.
Tennessee plus 8. By the way, did you see Max Gilbert? SEC
Special Teams
Player of the Week. How about that? That is a bounce back. Just because you're missing kick. And that's true in life, people. You do the equivalent of, it's not over. It's not over till they say it's over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Max Gilbert, special teams player of the week. Tennessee plus +8 over Alabama. Next.
Jeff, this is just, I have to do it. I don't think Boise State's that good. Give me UNLV plus +13.
Boise, UNLV plus +13. Mm-hmm. Over Boise. Okay, I'm adding that to the card. Next.
Jeff, this is our Enron bet of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Texas following Red River on the road, 1-6-1 against the spread. Kentucky plus +12.5. Everyone's looking at that going, what the heck is this line? I think they are just daring you to take Texas. Give me Kentucky. Give me 12.5.
I heard you talking about Giannotto's tweet about Mark Stoops.
Yes.
Being
at a restaurant in Blacksburg, yes.
Was he making fun of the fact that someone said they spotted him, or was he endorsing the notion that Mark Stoops?
He was making fun of the fact that he had the same rumor happen when he was covering Virginia Tech.
People are seeing people in the Buffalo airport. All right, Kentucky plus +12.5 over Texas. Next.
Jeff, let's go to the Holy War.
Yep.
Where was my nugget on this one? 6-0 BYU is a home underdog to 5-1 Utah. Over the last 20 years, there have been 14 teams, 6-0 or better, that were home underdogs to a team with a loss. Those 14 teams went 4-10. The last such instance was Penn State last season losing to Ohio State. These two teams are not the same. Utah is actually good. BYU just has a good schedule. Give me Utah. I'll lay the 3.
Utah minus -3 over BYU. There's one more you haven't discussed. It's a good thing I make room on this radio show for your personal vendettas. We all endorse vendettas for fun now and again.
Tell me I was right.
You seem to be right about Hugh Freeze and Auburn.
You defended the hire.
The end. You think this is the end. It's good radio, man. No, I did defend the hire. I did defend the hire. I was wrong. It turns out every coach at Auburn is wrong, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, this one's particularly wrong. He is 1-8 in SEC games. At home, he has 2 wins. We got Missouri coming in. He kicked off the team captain. The team is revolted. They are on quit watch. Give me Missouri. I'll lay the point and a half.
Missouri champagne minus game. 1.5 over Auburn. Is that it? All right, let's do this. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Cal minus 8. No, yes. Cal minus yes. 8.5 over North Carolina. UConn plus +2 over Boston College. Duke minus 1.5 over Georgia Tech. Vanderbilt minus 2.5 over LSU. Tulane minus 9.5 over Army. South Carolina plus +6 over Oklahoma. Michigan State plus a whopping 27 over Indiana. Georgia and Ole Miss, well, let's stay away from the that. Let's just go under there. Under 56.5 is the Georgia-Ole Miss approach. Texas A&M minus -7 over Arkansas. Texas Tech minus -7 over Arizona State. North Texas minus -4 over UTSA. South Florida minus -21 over FAU. Tennessee, go Vols plus +8 over Alabama. Missouri minus -1.5 over Auburn. Kentucky plus +12.5 over Texas. Utah minus -3 over BYU. Just isn't that good. And UNLV plus +13 over Boise. That is your card. What's the Memphis line?
21.5. I was close to laying it with Memphis, but I am a little concerned. If there is such thing as a fired coach bump, Trent Dilfer would definitely qualify. And with it being just enough uncertainty, I just laid off.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.